Hi, good morning, and welcome to the ZP Developers Zone. Oh, sorry, I should say ZP Developers Zone vlog and podcast that we do every Sunday at 8 a.m. London time. And so I will sort of jump into it. And what we try to do is we try to cover news from Zimmer and Peacock on things that we've put into the public domain for this week. So I want to say thank you to Ahmed this morning for joining along. So it's appreciated, Ahmed. So let me just jump into it and say, something that we're doing this week is we are holding a workshop at Swansea, Swansea University. This is on the 26th of January 2023, and we will cover, I want to say all things, but a lot of things related to biosensing and sort of analytical techniques in electrochemical biosensing. Just want to make a special note that, at ZP, we are, right, luckily so, honorary senior lecturer at Swansea. So if you're kind of on the lookout for things like PhD or masters and you need references, Swansea University, for example, is not a bad place to take a look at, because at Swansea we do have a office on the campus at Swansea University. As I say, we have very strong ties into the chemistry department at Swansea University. And one of our ZP members, let's say, of our developer zone, is actually applying for a postdoc at the moment at Swansea University. And so we were able to provide them with a, a supporting reference to that. So I think if people are kind of interested in furthering their career or furthering their education, the Swansea is not a bad place, especially if you're particularly interested in sort of working with ZP as well. So, if I was to summarize that, we're having a workshop. It's on the 26th of January 2026. And it just triggered me to mention that actually we do have an office on the campus at Swansea. And we also have a strong ties into university. And I just saw that Ahmed has mentioned that he's also applied for a PhD there, which is great. So, you're already thinking about it. Great. Something else that I want to touch upon is every week we have our kind of technical webinar where we sort of cover all questions that come in from the various sort of community of biosensor developers around the world. Actually, ironically, I can see that this week we actually gave that webinar from Swansea. I was just looking at the video and I can see that the background tells me that we were actually in Swansea that day. Things that we covered this week in that vlog and podcast or technical webinar, I should say, that we give out on Thursday, depositing enzymes. We deposit enzymes onto these electrodes, sometimes just using hand pipetting, and the guys do a really good job on it. But I know that people really struggle with it, so I would encourage people to come to the workshops, obviously. We were also talking about electrodes for molecular assays, looking at things like pH changes, for example. We're also talking about label-free assays. This is using really impedance spectroscopy. We also talked about sensors for blood gas analysis. PO2 and PCO2 are, for example, two blood gases. We also talked about gold electroplating and functionalization. At ZP, we do have some really unique technologies when it comes to electroplating, which just reminded me also that at ZP, our sister company called Metsys Sensors has opened up a laboratory in Scotland, and that's just reminded me that there's a something called the Lifetime CDT, the Lifetime Centre for Doctoral Training, which runs primarily out of Scotland, out of Glasgow University, but it does have partner universities like Birmingham in the UK, Aston in the UK, and then some universities in Ireland as well. I just mentioned the Lifetime CDT because we do a lot of support of the Lifetime CDT, and we do have quite a few sponsored PhDs at the Lifetime CDT. In fact, we're working on a PhD proposal now with a gentleman called John Cooper. Who's quite a well-known, well, very well-known professor of sort of biosensing at Glasgow University. And I mention it because we do have some PhDs sort of being sponsored out of that Lifetime CDT Center for Doctoral Training. So it's probably worth taking a look at that as well. I suppose it's worth saying that sometimes we overwhelm ourselves at ZP because we do sponsor these PhDs and we don't always, you know, list them enough, I would say. Let's put it that way. I just want to talk about biosensors and microfluidics. So this is something that's quite, you know, sort of very pertinent. Anyone who's making a biosensor, you've got several parts of technology, you've got the electrode, you've got the functionalization. Then you've got the kind of question of how am I going to bring that sample to the sensor? Once you've brought the sample to the sensor, then you have to think about electronics and the conversions, or maybe bring in the cloud, the data to the cloud. Anyway, the reason I mentioned microfluidics is because we put some videos out there this week just showing our capillary fill technology and how we can bring samples to the sensor as well. So just a comment to Ahmet, it's probably worth Googling a gentleman called John Cooper at Glasgow University, mentioning that you know me, and that if he has any PhDs coming up, that you'd be interested in applying. Something else that we've done this week is also feature extraction from electrochemical data. So one of the most characterized and sort of understood techniques in electrochemistry is actually cyclovoltammetry. I say that because it doesn't make it the best technique for electroanalytical chemistry. So some of the techniques that are, let's say, better in that voltammetry space are, I think, square wave voltammetry, differential pulse voltammetry, and normal pulse voltammetry. But cyclovoltammetry is actually really well understood from a sort of theoretical perspective, that, you know, more people have put more effort into understanding the features of cyclovoltammetry. So it's used quite a bit still. For example, like the peak height of a cyclovoltammogram, if it's proportional to the square root of scan rate, then it tells you that something is under diffusion control. The only reason I mention all of this is because we have our Julie database, and we're able to upload things like cyclovoltammetry data and then actually extract features from that data like peak height and peak position. So once upon a time, you know, people would do this manually. They would sometimes do it within the software as well. So a lot of potential stat software might have this kind of feature extraction in it. But what you find is that potential stat software is really tuned to actually get the data. You can't have, and I kind of realize this, you know, that now you can't have software that's good at extraction and good at analysis. These two things can be divided these days. And that division doesn't have to be as sort of as blunt as it used to be. What I mean by that is, you know, you can sort of gather software, you can upload it to a cloud, and we could do the feature extraction. So at ZP, we're very interested in working on the data analysis and the feature extraction part of that workflow. And so we put a video up there that said, you know, we've uploaded this cyclovoltammetry, and we were able to show the peak position and the peak height of these voltammograms in data. And it can really save, I think, like half an hour's worth of work. You know, somebody commented upon that for us. It was kind of nice. Probably tying into that point earlier on that I made about that at ZP, we do have actually close ties to Glasgow University. We are having a workshop in biosensors in Scotland on the 28th of February, and this is in part because we do, you know, we would like to expand into Scotland, and the workshop is a nice way of sort of helping with that expansion. So myself and Gerard Macias. Gerard is the CEO at Macias Sensors. So Macias Sensors is a sister company to us, and we're holding a joint workshop there. So I really want to support Gerard and that expansion. It's also probably a comment on, you know, at ZP, we are very supportive of entrepreneurial spirits. And so Gerard is definitely one of those. So we're happy to be supporting a workshop in Scotland. And then the last piece that I want to cover here is data to information. It's really something that I'm talking about in a very sort of high level terms, but I'll sort of say it here as well that scientists, we like to gather data, but you'll often find so many times that actually people have gathered data, but they haven't necessarily processed it and turned it into something that's, I don't want to say more valuable, but you know, data, when data is presented in and explained, that really becomes information. And you're able to sort of, you know, tell a story that, you know, I went to the lab, I did this, these are the results, and therefore my conclusion is this. You know, that's, you know, we call that introduction, main body, and conclusion. There's also a story in there as well. And human beings like to, you know, they can understand stories quite well. This is, you know, part of our development of society. Saying all that, see, so what we did is we put a video out there that kind of said, like, you know, these Lego blocks in this video represent unsorted data. But by taking that or constructing that data into blocks and columns, we were able to sort of tell the story about when data is brought together and sort of presented, then it becomes information. And it's really information that society really needs. So Zimmer and Peacock, you know, it's not, the story doesn't end with electrochemical data. The story ends with actually actionable information. And so you can see the whole strategy of making sensors, making electronics, sending the data to the cloud, now turning that data back into information. Is really, data to information is really what Zimmer Peacock is about. So if I was to talk, sort of summarize for this week, we've got a workshop in Swansea this week. We have a workshop in Scotland on the 28th of February. We've obviously got our developer zone every week. And as a sub note and all that, I've also mentioned that actually we've got PhDs going to be popping up advertised from Swansea. We're also going to have PhDs popping up advertised from the Lifetime CDT. And so if, you know, I would encourage people to kind of drop our name into those applications, and it probably help hopefully quite a bit. So if you have any questions on Zimmer Peacock, don't hesitate to reach out to us. I wish you all a very good week. And of course, we will do our ZP Developer Zone as per normal on Thursday at 8 a.m. where we will answer technical questions. Okay, thanks very much and take care. Bye-bye.